Let's go to the KRDO Newsline, and we are joined now by Tom Rivers, ABC News correspondent, reporting from the Foreign Desk. Apparently, there have been concerns about this rocket, this Chinese rocket that is expected to come to Earth. Tom, tell us what you know.
Yeah, what goes up must come down. We all learned that when we're about four or five, and that's the case this weekend. And it's a rocket stage that put up the first section of a Chinese space station, or one that they're building, as we speak. Anyways, it's coming down to Earth, and the problem is we know the orbit. Kind of goes from Newfoundland, and then it goes close to the eastern seaboard, then it cuts across to New Zealand. So we think this thing's probably going to end up maybe in the South Pacific, but at this stage we don't know. And, you know, there's lots of junk up there, space junk. Most of it, vast majority of it, burns up when it comes on in. But this one is about 18 tons. So even if most of it does burn up, could be a sizable chunk or chunks left of it coming down, impacting either land or sea.
Exactly. And all this as the Chinese government officials now coming out downplaying it, saying it's more just hype from the Western media and that there's really not a big threat at all.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's interesting, too. We got a professor, Southampton University here in the UK, who knows this stuff, and he says there's probably about 900 of such objects in lower orbit as we speak. A lot of rocket sections, pieces of satellites that eventually will be coming down to Mother Earth. And as I say, most of them will burn up, but some of them, if they're large enough, a few fragments of which can come down and impact the Earth. But the chances of getting struck by this are incredibly low. I guess you got a better chance of being struck by lightning. So and I guess no need. Friday night, don't go to bed with your football helmet on. You don't need it.
Okay, but at the same time, be aware, because some communities may be reporting on this Saturday morning, yeah?
Well, they could do, exactly. And if somebody, you know, if it ends up in your backyard, you can collect it. And then by Monday morning, you can put it on eBay. So, yes, it could be a money spinner for somebody out there.
All right. Okay, Tom Rivers, thank you for letting us know about this, you know, what's might be called the out-of-control rocket, and China calling it just Western media hype. All right, Tom.
Take care.
You too.